This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great week, a week in which I honestly do believe that the so-called CHAZ, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, which wants to change its name to CHOP, the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest, I think all of that is kind of working its way out of the system. At least one can only hope so. The President of the United States is going to be making an announcement maybe during this show. We will go to him about an executive order that he plans to take to help deal with the crisis in policing and with protesters. The White House has yet to detail specifics of the executive order, say reporters. But South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott said that he thought it would be signed this week. What will it do exactly? It would, for one thing, address the need for co-responders to work alongside law enforcement in responding to mental health and addiction-related issues. In other words, that if you call a cop for an emergency in a certain situation, he will be accompanied by mental health or physical health or addiction specialists. We will see. We will also see what the long-term impact and long-term meaning of the big Supreme Court decision is this morning. It's a decision that I think for all originalists, for all conservatives, for all people who are hoping for better from the Supreme Court, sends a powerful message, which is sometimes you can appoint the most outstanding judges and they will just get a case dead wrong, as I believe they did with the Bostock case, which was decided today, guaranteeing sweeping new rights across the country, not just in the 21 states that have already passed their own anti-discrimination bills regarding transgender and gay people. We will get to that as well. We'll also talk about what's next for the American economy as we come back off the mat. We'll talk about that with Stephen Moore, who says the recovery has begun. It looks like a good day on Wall Street. Turned around after being down 400 points. It's now up almost 200 points. May that continue for another hour until the market closes. There's also a new report in the New York Times. They're deeply alarmed, they say, because of President Trump's health. Is that a way to celebrate his birthday, which was yesterday, his 74th birthday? We will get to that as well. Okay, first up, there was a huge Supreme Court decision today, and it really was something of a surprise. Because if you listen to the oral arguments, it looked like there would be a majority to decide that the law meant what the law has always meant and that would not do what conservatives and originalists try to avoid doing, which is to read brand new meaning into the words of a given law. Title VII of the United States Civil Rights Act of 1964, a huge, very, very important act by our Congress, considered the greatest achievement of the Lyndon Johnson administration. That's how long ago it was. It barred employment discrimination. And you couldn't discriminate in employment based on race or religion or national origin or sex. The question before the judges was, what does it mean when it says you can't discriminate because of sex? And people were arguing is that, look, that means that you can't discriminate based on somebody being gay. You can't discriminate based upon somebody announcing and deciding that in the middle of a job, I'm going to be transgendered. You can't say, okay, sorry, I didn't sign up for that. You can't do that. And in fact, one of the cases that was bundled together in this decision was a case about a funeral home in Michigan. And I spoke to the owner of the funeral home, who told the story of Amy Stevens, who had been an employee there successfully for 6 years, was a gentleman. And when Amy Stevens announced that he was going to become she and was going to dress as a woman, the people who ran the funeral home thought this would be viewed as not respectful by the patrons of that funeral home, which was a family business in its third generation. And so they let the employee go because he insisted on wearing women's clothing, and they had a very strict dress code for their male employees, and they considered him still a male employee. In any event, that case, in a 6-2 vote by the Supreme Court, with Neil Gorsuch, President Trump's appointee, writing the majority opinion, said yes, the words banning discrimination because of sex apply to people who are gay and apply to people who are transgendered. Even though the people who actually drafted and voted for that legislation never conceived of it that way. Look, the basic argument is this. The American people, and all the polling shows it, the American people think, including a majority of Republicans, that there should be anti-discrimination laws protecting gay people from discrimination in employment. And it's over 70% of Republicans, according to polls, believe that, over 90% of Democrats. So what's happened is when Congress has looked at that, and they've looked at it 45 times, there have been 45 times where bills banning discrimination federally have been brought up to Congress, and Congress has never passed it. So now what the Supreme Court is doing, and this is what Justice Alito said in his dissent, is they're legislating. They're saying Congress had the opportunity to go ahead and do this, but Congress didn't do it. Well, hey, guess what? They thought they needed to do it when they were debating whether to do it or not, but they didn't really need to do it because they'd already done it in 1964, even though nobody realized that they had. That's the basic argument of Neil Gorsuch. John Roberts joined him in that decision, together with the four liberals on the court, Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan and Stephen Breyer, and especially Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now, in legal circles, I have been led to believe there is some speculation that the reason that John Roberts joined in this decision but let Neil Gorsuch write the decision is because the way that it goes is the most senior member of the court, or that would be Ruth Bader Ginsburg, or the Chief Justice, whoever is in the majority, gets to decide whether he or she wants to write the decision. And at least according to some speculation, Roberts assigned the decision to Gorsuch, knowing it would be a less sweeping, comprehensive, world-changing decision than it would be if the notorious RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, had written the decision. But as it is, and let me do this with you. It's a little bit, it shouldn't be confusing at all, because basically what Neil Gorsuch is doing in his decision is kind of clever. What he is saying is this, and this is from the 70-page decision that Gorsuch wrote. He says, today we must decide whether an employer can fire someone simply for being homosexual or transgender. The answer is clear. An employer who fires an individual for being homosexual or transgender fires that person for traits or actions it would not have questioned in members of a different sex. Sex plays a necessary and undistinguishable role in the decisions, exactly what Title VII forbids. Is that true? We'll get to the other side. We'll also be talking to Stephen Moore coming up about what's up with the economy. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, I'm very proud to welcome a great new affiliate to our network. And we're on live right now, so if you're listening to us at KBKW 1450 AM, you can give us a call. And you can wherever you're listening to us, 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. We're going to be on KBKW, 1450 AM live. That's weekdays from noon to 3. And this is also going to be simulcast on KSWW HD4 102.1 FM and 100.5 FM. This is a powerful station out in the Aberdeen, Ocean Shores, Westport, and Montesano section of Washington State, which is a beautiful part of our state, gateway for many to the Olympic Peninsula. And I thank you for joining us, and welcome to KPKW 1450 AM. In terms of the Supreme Court decision today, what does it mean? What it means is, well, here's what Justice Gorsuch, writing for the majority. And you've got this sort of odd pairing of two justices who are thought of as more originalist. That would be Neil Gorsuch, who was appointed by President Trump as the successor for Justice, and joined by John Roberts, and joining Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor and Stephen Breyer, the four liberals appointed by Presidents Clinton and Obama. And Justice Gorsuch writes, those who adopted the Civil Rights Act in 1964 may not have anticipated that their work would lead to this particular result. They absolutely never would have anticipated it. No one even dreamed of it or said so. That we are now guaranteeing no discrimination in employment based upon your gender identity or transgender gender reassignment or based upon gay identity. People didn't talk about that in 1964. And certainly there is no evidence that Congress, in passing the sweeping legislation, the Civil Rights Bill, or Title VII from that Civil Rights Bill, no one mentioned it. So it's very, very clear that there was absolutely no intention to actually ban these forms of discrimination. By the way, there are 23 states, according to most counts, 23 of the 50 states already have banned it. So this decision means no difference from the states, and nobody's questioning the states have the ability, if they choose to do so, to go ahead and ban discrimination based on gender identity or a gay sexual orientation. But Gorsuch writes, those who adopted the Civil Rights Act might not have anticipated their work would lead to this particular result. Likely, they weren't thinking about many of the act's consequences. Well, okay, no, I don't think they were anticipating. You know what, maybe 55 years from now, actually 56 years from now, there may be a bunch of knuckleheaded Supreme Court judges who believe that our act means something different from what we meant it to mean. He says, but the limits of the drafter's imagination supply no reason to ignore the law's demands. When the express terms of a statute give us one answer, an extra-textual consideration suggests another, it's no contest. Only the written word is the law, and all persons are entitled to its benefit. What Gorsuch is arguing here, and what Robert signed on to, and the four more liberal justices, what they signed on to was this idea, was that if there is a guy who chooses to date guys, then you would be punishing him, if you fired him for gay orientation, for behavior that would be fine if it was a woman. In other words, if a woman dates guys, that's fine. But if a guy dates guys, it's not fine. Uh-oh, that's discrimination based on sex. And Gorsuch says, we agree that homosexuality and transgender status are distinct concepts from sex. But as we've seen, discrimination based on homosexuality or transgender status necessarily entails discrimination based on sex. The first cannot happen without the second. In other words, you end up treating someone different based upon whether he's male or female. None of this helps decide today's cases, he says. Ours is a society of written laws. Judges are not free to overlook plain statutory commands on the strength of nothing more than suppositions about intentions or guesswork about expectations. In Title VII, Congress adopted broad language, making it illegal for an employer to rely on an employee's sex when deciding to fire that employee. We do not hesitate to recognize today a necessary consequence of that legislative choice. An employer who fires an individual merely for being gay or transgender defies the law. Okay, this is going to have a very big impact in states like Florida, states like Texas, where discrimination based on gender identity. In Florida, gender identity is already protected, but not homosexuality. In Texas, neither one is protected. But most of the big states, big population states, Michigan, California, New York, they already have these protections on the books. Justice Alito's dissent, which was signed by Justice Clarence Thomas, and then a concurrence from Justice Kavanaugh, this dissent is so brilliant and so biting and so stinging. I don't remember reading a harsher dissent than this. Justice Alito writes, "A more brazen abuse of our authority to interpret statutes is hard to recall." He begins, "There's only one word for what the court has done today, legislation. The document that the court releases is in the form of a judicial opinion interpreting a statute, but that is deceptive. Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 prohibits employment discrimination on any of five specified grounds: race, color, religion, sex, national origin. Neither sexual orientation nor gender identity appears on that list. For the past 45 years, bills have been introduced in Congress to add sexual orientation to the list, and in recent years, bills have included gender identity as well. But to date, none has passed both houses of Congress. Because no such amendment of Title VII has been enacted in accordance with the requirements of the Constitution, prohibition of discrimination because of sex means what it has always meant. But the court is not deterred by these constitutional niceties. A more brazen abuse of our authority to interpret statutes is hard to recall." So what does this mean for the future? And Roe v. Wade. We'll talk about that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Coming up, Steve Moore on the economy's recovery right now.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are taking a closer look at the impacts of the coronavirus on public school budgets. During a Democratic-led House hearing, North Carolina Republican Virginia Fox is warning against blindly throwing tax dollars at the problem.
Democrats pushing those same taxpayers to dole out more of their hard-earned money at a time when many Americans are being forced to tighten their belts.
Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb is not a fan of President Trump holding a large political rally due to the coronavirus.
I would say that they should withhold large political rallies right now. They also need to lead by example. And so encouraging people to social distance, encouraging people to wear masks, that's what we should be engaging in right now. And that political example is a powerful message to the individual people all across the country.
Gottlieb speaking there on CBS. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Stephen Moore shortly. He says that the recovery for the economy is already begun, and it's going to move slowly at first and then move ahead more dramatically. Right now, the stock market, boy, it's swung this way, that way, every way today. It's now down, but just by 13 points, at least the Dow Jones. The S&P 500 is still up slightly. It was down and up and down again. So what should we really expect? We'll speak to Stephen Moore about that. One of the things that really must be addressed by all economic planners, and I mean to ask Stephen about it, is there's an analysis today in the Wall Street Journal by Paul Hannon, and it's about, okay, at some point, sooner or later, I certainly hope sooner, but certainly by the end of next year, by the end of 2021, we'll be out of the most urgent and devastating impact of the coronavirus world. So what do you do at that point about the national debt? And there's a chart here that shows the levels of debt as a percentage of the GDP. Italy's the worst in the world, but Italy has actually moved a little bit in the right direction. In America, it's all negative. I mean, we're right next to the devastating debt that Italy has incurred. Steve, it's great to speak to you always, and I was heartened, and maybe you can encourage other people to see you saying that you believe that the economic recovery has already begun. What does that mean to you?
Well, I don't think there's any question it's begun. We got that great jobs report, Michael, a week or so ago, showing 2.5 million jobs created, not destroyed. So that was a good start, and then that was really a great surprise because, you know, I didn't expect those numbers until July, and we saw them in May. So that is all good news. I do think it's going to be, I'm not quite as optimistic as the White House, but it's going to be all clear sailing. You know, we have now, I really believe, Michael, that there is a Operation Chaos going on among the left to try to do everything they can to disrupt the economy, to cause crisis and chaos to get Trump out of office. And so that's a real hurdle because you've had two blue state Democratic governors today saying, oh, maybe we're not going to open up our economy in North Carolina and Virginia. And so I worry about that. But if these governors open up and we get the commerce flowing, because, you know, where I live in the D.C. area out in the suburbs, I mean, my gosh, this weekend everybody was out. Everybody was at restaurants. Everybody was going out to the playgrounds and the parks. So I think people are ready.
Okay, people are ready, but are you also suggesting that the demonstrations, which clearly are going to, we're going to pay a cost for the demonstrations in terms of spreading the pandemic, and the demonstrations have also seriously damaged the economy in many states, don't you think?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, that's really tragic, Michael. You and I talked about this last week, but the real tragedy of this is that these cities and these neighborhoods, you know, I'm from Chicago. I love Chicago. It's one of my favorite cities in the world. And there are whole neighborhoods where you have rioting and looting in these low-income minority neighborhoods. Many of the businesses were immigrant-owned or black-owned businesses. And then you have the Targets and the Target stores and the Walmarts that were basically looted and burned. And those are the economic infrastructure of those neighborhoods. And now Walmart and Target are saying, well, you know what, maybe we're not going to rebuild here if the city won't protect our property and protect our workers. And who do you think, Michael, is the victim? Who are the ultimate victims of that? They're the people who live in those neighborhoods. It's so sad. It's heartbreaking.
And no, of course it is. And you see, but you're not questioning when you're saying that the Democrats are unleashing chaos to try to wreck the economy. You don't think that these demonstrations are part of a conspiracy, do you?
I think that most people are participating in these, you know, are good-hearted people who care about injustice.
Passionate and sincere, sure.
Yeah, but I do think there is no doubt about it, there is an Operation Chaos going on in this country among major left-wing groups that will do whatever it takes, if it means 20 million people losing their jobs, if it means burning down immigrant businesses, whatever it takes. This is how deranged the left is. And I didn't believe this 3 weeks ago, but I've come to look at the evidence of what's happening. Anything that will help the country, which might help Donald Trump, is something that the left is opposed to. Nancy Pelosi, I'll give you one.
Okay, Steve, I cannot go with you on that. Let me ask you a question. And again, it's an uncomfortable question, but it's one you should be prepared to answer if you actually believe what you just said, which is, give me an example of a prominent liberal leader who is trying to wreck the economy just to defeat Trump.
Okay, Nancy Pelosi, that's an easy one. I mean, Pelosi passed a bill out of the House of Representatives 3 weeks ago, Michael, that would extend unemployment benefits that pay people more not to work than to work. Now, that was, you can make an argument that was necessary when we'd lost 20 million jobs and people were laying off, but now we have a recovery. She wants to extend those benefits until after the election, which would, of course, prolong unemployment and make the economy worse on election day so that Trump will lose. There's so many examples. And by the way, I did not believe the left was this sinister, but I'm not talking about all Democrats. I'm talking about many of the groups, the Antifa groups and some of the people in Black Lives Matter that are not less than honorable people. And their hatred of Donald Trump is such that I really believe they will do whatever it takes to win. And
But you think that Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer, the real reason they want to extend unemployment benefits to some of those 20 million Americans who are still newly unemployed, the reason they want to extend those benefits is just to defeat Donald Trump?
I think that's a major motivation. I think they're not stupid. I think that they understand, Michael, that, you know, look, it'd be one thing to say, no one's talking about cutting off unemployment benefits to people who lost their jobs. Everybody's in favor of that. What I'm saying is, you don't pay people more money not to work than to work. I mean, I think you don't have to.
Right. This is something that Senator Scott and Senator Sass and Senator Graham were very concerned about when they originally passed the rescue package. Let me ask you about this. I know that you have said, and I think you're completely right about this, no more new spending. It sounds like the president is about to announce some new spending by executive action to try to deal with this crisis in policing. Do you think that should be an exception, or should that also not involve a new major financial commitment of federal money?
We're having a big press conference on this tomorrow, so thanks for asking, Michael. So what I and our group, Kind of Save Our Country, believe is that, first of all, we've spent like never before in the history of this country already. We've already spent $2.5 trillion. Now Pelosi wants a $3 trillion bill. Trump is saying, well, maybe not $3 trillion, maybe $2 trillion, although I have to say that $1 trillion of that would be for a tax cut, which I favor. But the other, another $1 trillion. Now, Michael, you mentioned some COVID-related expenses that probably need to be done. What I'm saying, if we're going to spend more money, let's say it's $100 billion on medical types of procedures and things for people who need help, then, okay, spend it, but take it out of the other programs. In other words, let's cut every other program by 10% and use those savings to give the $100 billion for the programs that are necessary. I mean, why should government just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger while the private sector gets smaller and smaller and smaller? That's a dangerous
I think that is a profound and appropriate conservative question. People can catch up with Stephen Moore's latest work, his book, Trumponomics, and more. Go to michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear, or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Michael Medved Show, let me be very clear about one thing concerning the disagreement I just had with Stephen Moore. I know he's right that there are people out there who are avoiding going back to work because right now with all the special government programs and the extended unemployment, they can get more by not working. And I also know that the Democrats would love to get votes from those people, and they care about getting those votes, both by claiming that the members of Congress have done that, and if you want more of that kind of government giveaway, that kind of government spending, that kind of cash in your pocket, that that you should vote Democratic. Yes, of course, it's politically motivated. I'm not saying that it isn't. What I'm saying is I don't think that the Democrats who favor that kind of legislation deliberately want to see the economy wrecked. Because a really wrecked economy, which we still have here, we've begun to open up a little bit, and there's some glimmerings of new hope. But even if Stephen Moore has said it's a going to be a slow process getting back to where we once were, with that difficult economy, everybody suffers. The Democrats in the House, the Democrats in the Senate, all have portfolios. And yes, the stocks are doing better. Who knows how they're going to end today. But they're doing better than they were a couple of weeks ago. It's down. Now it's up again. 32 points. Yippee. With all of that going on, everybody is impacted by a negative economy. Because everybody has family members and children and brothers and sisters and cousins and acquaintances. And saying that the Democrats basically favor a particular program just because they want to beat Trump is like saying that when Trump was fighting for tax reform together with the still Republican House of Representatives led by Paul Ryan, when they were fighting for tax reform, the Democratic line was, oh, this is just tax relief for their big campaign donors. They're going to deliberately try to wreck the American economy. Well, no. The point about the tax reform was that it would help the economy. And by the way, history has proven the president right on this. It was not some kind of conspiratorial attempt just to please his people. It's like people saying that when Dick Cheney and George W. Bush went to war in Iraq, they were just trying to make money for oil companies, and which I never understood, because how do oil companies make money by invading Iraq? Because they didn't take the oil and steal the oil. But the point about all of that was, no, Bush and Cheney invaded Iraq, which most Americans considered to be a mistake, because they believed that it would aid American national security and the cause of democracy and rule of law around the world. It would be a blow against terrorism. Maybe they were wrong. Okay? But the idea of imputing to people selfish, bad, suspect intentions makes it very difficult to reach any kind of political agreement for a way forward. And we desperately need it right now, particularly on this issue of policing and racial inequality. And the executive order that President Trump is going to issue on policing, it shouldn't be dismissed by people. Oh, this is just a campaign stunt. Look at the thing on its virtues. If it has worthwhile elements to it, and I'm sure it will, then that should be supported and should be supported on a bipartisan basis. I remember the last time that Trump passed the New Start, Fresh Start bill, and he invited Van Jones to the signing ceremony. And Van Jones, who is very much on the left, was an aide to President Obama, praised President Trump for it. There is nothing to be served, it seems to me, by imputing negative and selfish and suspect motives to the other side. Now, in most cases, that's true. But when you're talking about truly extreme people, like if we can go to cut two, Jeremy, like this individual, he was outside Seattle's West Precinct. That's the precinct police station that is still open. The other one is closed because the police abandoned it. Nobody knows who ordered them to. Carmen Best, the police chief, said, I didn't order them to. They left the police station. It is now the headquarters for CHOP, the Capitol Hill occupied protest or organized protest, depends on who you believe. But in any event, outside that area, in front of the West Precinct House, on a megaphone, there was a gentleman making some accusations. Listen.
If they just follow orders, they should be held accountable for just following orders. The Nazis were held accountable for just following orders, for committing war crimes. These cops should be held accountable for committing war crimes. They are showing their true colors. They are showing their true colors. We tell them Black Lives Matter, and how many of us have been killed this week?
Wow.
Too many. I'm tired of remembering names. I'm tired of taking knees. I'm tired of seeing these racist cops in my city. Defund SPD and hold them accountable for war crimes as well.
Okay, defund SPD. How many people have they killed this week? This is absurd. The Seattle Police Officers Guild president, whose name is Mike Solon, was on Fox News, and he talked about the situation on Capitol Hill. Listen. Clip 1A.
Everybody across the country deeply concerned, because this could metastasize across the country. It's quite clear that city of Seattle elected officials are lacking the political will to enforce the rule of law. And this is the closest I've seen, since being a 20-year professional of public safety service, of our country to becoming a lawless state. And when you have six, now seven blocks of a city of Seattle-owned geography now being occupied by, some say, are still armed people, especially at night, where do we go from here? And what happens to the reasonable community in Seattle in particular the business owners that surround that area or the residents. And we're already seeing reports come out of those residents saying they're not even allowed to have a vote or a say, and they're feeling threatened. So this is a very deeply troubling situation in terms of public safety, as we're already seeing signs that it's occurring down in Portland, Oregon, and we've heard things happening in Nashville. And my sources are telling me that the federal government is extremely interested in this, and it's quite clear that the people that have taken and basically stolen the George Floyd protest message are now using it to benefit themselves and holding the rest of the reasonable citizens of Seattle hostage. It's absolutely unacceptable.
See, I think that is right. And that does not apply to everybody who marches in that protest at Judkins Park over the weekend. They had a protest, I guess, Friday with 60,000 people, police estimate. Okay, not all of those 60,000 people are the kind of people that the president of the Seattle Police Guild is talking about. But this is a very serious situation because right now there are efforts to close down the other police precinct, the West Precinct. And Officer Mike Solon makes clear, that could be a very, very severe problem. We will get to that. We will also be speaking with the Reverend Wayne Perryman, who is a longtime Republican, conservative, and Christian voice in the black community. He actually wrote a book called Unfounded Loyalty, about why black Americans should be Republicans rather than Democrats. Where is he on all of this, and how does the situation resolve itself in Seattle and around the country? We'll be talking to Wayne Perryman about that. We'll also be speaking to Paul Kanger about class warfare and the election coming up, and also about one aspect of the Biden campaign that hasn't developed yet, which has to do with part of Biden's unique status among presidential candidates. No, not that he's the oldest ever, though he is, oldest nominee ever for a first term as president, but something else that he hasn't emphasized but may coming forward has to do with religion. We will get to that and to much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 4-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.